How to Study the Bible, July 18. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The Book of Books has the highest claim to our reverent attention. We must not be satisfied with superficial knowledge, but must seek to learn the full meaning of the words of truth, and to drink deep of the spirit of the holy oracles. To read a certain number of chapters daily, or commit to memory a stipulated amount without careful thought as to the meaning of the sacred text, is a work of little profit. Some portions of Scripture are, indeed, too plain to be misunderstood, but there are others whose meaning does not lie upon the surface, to be seen at a glance. Scripture must be compared with Scripture, there must be careful research and patient reflection. And such study will be richly repaid. As the miner discovers veins of precious metal concealed beneath the surface of the earth, so will he who perseveringly searches the Word of God as for hid treasure, find truths of greatest value, which are concealed from the view of the careless seeker. No effort should be spared to establish a right habit of study. If the mind wanders, bring it back. If the intellectual and moral taste has been perverted by the overwrought and exciting tales of fiction, then you have a battle to fight with yourself to overcome this depraved habit. We are surrounded by unbelief. The very atmosphere seems charged with it. Only by constant effort can we resist its power. I appeal to young and old, make the Word of God your textbook. Here you will find the true standard of character. All over the field of revelation are scattered the glad springs of heavenly truth, and peace, and joy. They are within the reach of every seeker. The words of inspiration, pondered in the heart, will be as streams flowing from the river of the water of life. Our Savior prayed that the minds of the disciples might be open to understand the Scriptures. And whenever we study the Bible with a prayerful heart, the Holy Spirit is near to open to us the meaning of the words we read.